I've just returned from one of the greatest engineering achievements of all time, Los Angeles. Yes, that's right, the city of Los Angeles. To see the magnitude of this achievement, I took a trip to the Getty Museum. It sits atop a mountain overlooking the city, and from there you can see that Los Angeles sits in a semi-arid coastal plain. The Pacific Ocean borders its west side, but desert boxes in the other three sides. Not surprisingly, L.A. gets only 15 inches of rain a year, yet the region supports over 9 million people. Los Angeles grew from a city described in 1860 as a vile little dump to the second most populous city in the United States. The key to its growth? Water. In supplying that water lies great engineering, in fact, an achievement greater than the famed aqueducts of Rome. To see the source of L.A.'s water, travel north on Highway 395, climbing up the eastern slope of the Sahara's. At about 4,000 feet above sea level, just past the small town of Independence, you'll find two 20-foot-long concrete blocks. They divert the Owens River toward the south. It's the gateway for the Los Angeles Aqueduct, a 235-mile canal that pipes water to L.A. This mighty aqueduct was the brainchild of engineer William Mulholland. Mulholland immigrated from Ireland to the U.S. in 1870 at age 15. While living in Pittsburgh, he read a history of California that excited him so much that he had to visit the place. He traveled by sea to Panama, then walked 47 miles across the isthmus to catch another ship. He didn't want to pay the $25 in gold required for a train ticket. When he arrived in Los Angeles in 1877, he worked first as a ditch digger. The engineering of the ditches fascinated him. So after work, he went to the library and studied books on mathematics, hydraulics, and geology. Self-trained as an engineer, he rose to head the Los Angeles Water Company. His greatest feat was the Los Angeles Aqueduct, which diverted the Owens River to the city. He supervised 5,000 workers as they dynamited and dug the 235 miles of canals and tunnels, laying it through sections of desert and at times going through solid Sahara rock. The aqueduct opened November 5, 1913, in a spectacular ceremony at the north end of the San Fernando Valley. William Mulholland, with his characteristic brevity, said of the newly flowing water, "There it is, take it." Angelenos still do. It carries 315 million gallons of water a day to Los Angeles. Yet it is a most unheralded achievement. The only marker you'll find is etched into concrete walls hundreds of miles north of L.A. But of course, Mulholland's real monument is the city of Los Angeles.